Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm so glad to be with you again. We expect some phone calls tonight for healings, and I'm really looking forward to it and talking to everybody. Tonight I'd like to discuss a few things, if I can. I think what we need to do is to understand more of balance, of poise, of love for ourselves. And I think it's really important to make connections that are connected to heaven. I think we need to find out connections for ourselves that will bring us to our center smile. And that sometimes seems to be very difficult for people because they don't understand what a smile is. We have a smile on our face that sometimes 99% of the times is real. And then sometimes we have smiles because we just want to smile and protect ourselves and understand that sometimes it hurts. The true image of a smile is within us. It's about 2 inches or an inch below the belly button. And what we need to do is to touch that spot right now and just put a smile on your face, and you'll actually feel the smile within your body. How to get in touch with that? What we need to do is to learn to love ourselves more, and the way to love ourselves more is to get in touch with that smile. It's so important. There's so many people that don't get in touch with that smile, and I think it's something that we really, really need to do. It's something that glorifies heaven and something that glorifies us all at the same time, and it's really, really important to understand that the smile gets us attention from heaven, and will also put a smile on other people's faces because they'll be able to feel that energy. So within ourselves, we have the ability of being able to touch that and touch it very deeply. And that allows us, believe it or not, to open up to more of who we are. Once we get in touch with that smile, once we get in touch with that fervor of love for ourselves, it's very important to do that because if you want to be a healer, or even if you don't want to be a healer, if you want to be who you are, please, with all my heart, get in touch with that smile. It's so important. The idea of it is to bring a smile upon our own faces and upon our own hearts, and we need to start there. Once that does, it takes 21 days to change our whole attitude. So if we can do that once or twice a day, I think you'll find that the energies will open up around you, and actually your aura will grow because you're growing. The aura is an amazing tool because you can actually look at it and see a change every second. The chakras work the same way. Everybody looks at chakras as a color, like red or green or yellow or whatever color you want to look at. I look at them as diamonds. I see them as diamonds. They are glowing all the time. They change color instantly. Chakras do not stay stable in terms of what they look like. They change constantly all the time. And it's such a miracle that we're allowed to have that kind of growth, to be able to constantly change the idea of what our chakras really look like. Chakras are absolutely magnificent. They're beautiful. And what we're going to do tonight, along with the smile, is to go into the heart chakra. We go through the heart chakra. I will take you through that step by step. And to be able to bathe in the heart chakra, all we need to do is use our intent. We need to use our love, and it's very, very simple to do. First, I want to discuss the point of the smile. The smile itself is a center point of love. In our gut is actually our fifth brain, believe it or not. We do have a brain in our gut. It's part of the system. Once we start opening up to that smile, you'll feel that smile go all the way through your feet, through your hands, through your body, totally through. And that smile will stay with you. And the more you do it, the more of the smile you'll have. So anytime you can get a chance, take the smile on your face, very simple to do, take the smile on your face and pass it through to your gut. In other words, make a connection between the smile on your face and the smile on your gut. And I think what you're going to find out is that even thinking about it, you'll get a sense of joy that is really, really great. And I think it's a point of the first thing that we want to do with energy is to get in touch with that smile. Even thinking about it for me, I get a sense of joy and a sense of greatness in terms of being in touch with ourselves and being in touch with heaven. The more that we work with this, the more that we understand. Now, the point of understanding is that if I'm saying to you, get in touch with a smile by smiling your face, bringing it to the an inch below your belly button, I think you'll find that the growth will be fantastic. And if you do that once or twice or three times a day, you'll see a big difference in your smile, a big difference in your attitude. And it's really free. There's nothing to do but to smile. It's a part of who we are that doesn't take any money. It's just a part of who we are that can help ourselves, help the universe, help our planet, and help everybody around us. And once we get in touch with that and you start releasing all the negativity through the body, what will happen is that people will start surrounding you. And they'll start saying to themselves, there's something that's very attracting me to this person. And that is because you're getting in touch with your smile. You're getting in touch with who you are. And you're getting in touch with your truth. And that really is a fabulous way of starting the energy trail. Or even if you're advanced in it and you haven't gotten in touch with the smile, please, it's so much fun to do. It'll bring you a lot of peace and harmony. It'll really, really help you out a lot. I think it's really important to do. I know for me, it has benefits galore. And I know that being with clients, I do massages all day long. And what I do is that I'm in touch with my friends, I'm in touch with my clients, and most of all, I'm in touch with myself. It will also help you to balance, believe it or not. It's really, really a fabulous thing to do. It'll help you really get in touch with who you are, and it's so, so important. I'm going to give you some phone numbers now to give me a call. Phone numbers in the United States is 1-877-876-5227. And USA and Canada is 1-888-815-9756 in the United States and Canada. And the direct line is 1-530-876-3222. And I've had some wonderful things happen this week in terms of energy. I had a client call me from Canada, whose mom was not really doing very well in the hospital, and her legs had discolored. And I believe she's in her late 80s. And I was able to pray and bring that back. But that's, I don't want to get into the ego part, and I try not to, but it's just that there's so many amazing things that you can do with energy. And the first thing to do is get in touch with a smile. The second thing to do is to really get into the heart chakra and allow yourself to grow and allow yourself to feel who you are. We need to sit silently to do this work, not the laughing part or getting in touch with a smile, but getting in touch with the heart. It's so important to do. So if everybody that's listening wants to get into touch with their... Hello?
Hi, Stephen. This is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, hi, Scott. How you doing?
Fantastic. Got a little cough thing hanging on here for a few weeks, two or three weeks, and just wanting to open up. I've been working with you here with your smile, and
yes,
been going along with that, but wanting to open up and be able to do some more healing and work with others and opening myself up to that.
Fantastic. Have you got in touch with the smile? Did you take the energy from your face and put it down into your gut?
Yes, I have done that in the past, and it was always kind of funny. I would get a little chuckle out of it.
That's exactly what I was doing as I was speaking on the radio or the internet here. I was chuckling as I get in touch with that smile, and it's so important to do, and we all seem to forget it. So I think it's important that you're calling, and I know that you do a lot of advanced work, so I think it's fabulous that you're getting in touch with that again.
Yeah, I kind of feel sometimes that some of my guides, they're kind of laughing with me. And it
absolutely
gives me the opportunity to feel how comforting it is that they are laughing and enjoying the
absolutely. They want us to laugh and enjoy. The more we do that, the more in touch we are with them. So it's a fabulous thing to do. So now, you've had a cough that's lasted you for a little while?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What we need to do is, I'm clearing your gut now. You're going to feel your head get lighter in a second here. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. What we're going to be doing is that that's going up your esophagus now. It's going right into your throat. Good. This will be like a Luden's cough drop. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that, but it'll be like a cough drop. What we're going to do is release your throat. What happens is that we get into, it's sort of like doing the same thing over and over and over again. And it becomes a habit. After a while, it's like a tickle.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're just opening up your throat. You should be able to feel this around your eyes right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Yes. You're opening up to more energy as we're speaking. Actually, you should be able to see things a little closer. Can you feel that?
Yes, I've got my eyes closed.
Good. Let's open your eyes. Okay. I want you to feel the energy around you. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. That's heaven, my friend. What I want you to do is, I want you to say, I breathe in the breath of God, please.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Good. Do you feel the cool air going into your throat?
Yes.
Good.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God. I showed Valerie this about 6 months ago, and she's been using it very successfully. There we go. How does the energy feel?
It feels a little warmer.
Yes.
Warming up.
Let's continue.
Right.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. You should be coming more focused. Can you feel that also at the same time?
Yes, I can.
Good. Are you feeling more grounded?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Now, what I would like you to do also is take that smile from your face and put it back in your gut, and I think you're going to feel tremendously happy. How does that feel?
Feels very good.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's wonderful, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's just, what you're doing is taking the energy from heaven right now. It's going through your body, and you're getting in touch with that sacred smile. I need to say this to everybody that's listening. We're all looking, I'm going to still work with you, but we're all looking for miracles, and the biggest miracle we have is the breath. And we don't look at it that way, but it is. And that breath is so healing if we use it properly. And all you need to do is, I breathe in the breath of God and breathe it right through your whole body, and it'll just clear everything out for you. And it just, it'll tingle your whole body, it'll tingle your senses, and I think it's wonderful. Let's get back to you.
Also in the nose area, I've had some things keep manifesting at the nose.
Could you put the phone closer to you? I can
okay,
just barely hear you.
The nose, in the nose area, just I've had things going on there with my nose, and it just tickles, and then it kind of wants to have some rough
things. Let's breathe through the nose, please. Very good. Let that go through all your sinuses. Good. That's it. You feel your sinuses opening up?
Yes, that's opening
good.
Up.
Good. Good. How does it feel now to you?
That feels much better. They haven't been open that much for quite a while.
Good, good, good. That's wonderful. How have you been doing?
I've been doing well. I've just been trying to recuperate my energies and get them all back.
How have you been doing with your healing practice?
Well, not as well. Just be trying to make sure that I get healed. That's and trying to stay balanced on center for myself. If I get too far away, then I don't do as well helping others.
Yeah, what you need to do is just tell yourself you want to be balanced.
Okay.
You do meditation?
Yes.
Okay. What I would do is meditate in the morning and stay balanced all day through, meditate in the evening and stay balanced all the way through. You know how to stay balanced? You know how to get in touch with the balance?
Apparently not as well as I should, no.
Okay. What you want to do as you're meditating is to stay completely still and let everything go in your mind. What you want to do is put an X on top of your head. Put an X on your rectal area and breathe from the top of your head all the way down to the rectal area and breathe out. The one thing I find is that even when I'm working with people all over the world, one thing I notice is that they are extremely tight in that area. And what that does is block the energy. So you need to be able to open that area up, the sphincter, and allow it just to relax. I mean, it sounds sort of crazy and funny, but what that does is to allow your whole body to relax, because once that sphincter lets go, you'll be able to relax through your whole day. And that's really important to do. That's sort of like advanced work, but to relax that area will allow you to breathe all the way through your body and will actually drop your energy in terms of grounding. So I can feel you doing that now. Can you feel yourself grounding more?
Yes, I can.
Good. Good. You stay in touch with that. That's really good stuff, and it'll really help you a lot. You should be a lot more focused. How does that feel to you?
Yes. Normally what I do is I'm always pulling up from the rectal area, from that energy, and not releasing that way.
Right. You need to allow that to release. You have to take the sphincter and just let it go. As you need to do with everything else in your life, we need to let things go. The way to enlightenment is to allow things to let go. We're given, you know, when you receive things from heaven and you see them, you need to take that in and you need to allow to let it go, no matter how beautiful, no matter how wonderful it is. That's already in your brain. The brain's a computer. And it will remember everything that you take in, whether you enjoy it or not. But we need to allow that to go to receive something else. Because we don't want to tie up our brain with something that's pretty when everything else is very beautiful and very pretty, even though it might not seem to be that way. One day we might receive something that's absolutely gorgeous, and the next day maybe a little less frequency, but it's all a learning lesson, and the more we let go, the more we will receive. It's the same thing with control. There's a control that we use that's in touch with our ego. And then there's a control that's spiritual. So by letting go the control, you gain control. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, that's the challenge.
Right. And what we need to do is to let that ego part of the control to dissipate. It's very tough to do, but I've been doing it for 30 years, and it gets lighter and lighter all the time.
Congratulations.
So it's something that we need to be challenged with all our lives.
Yes.
And it just, it's a way to enlightenment. It's a way to enlightenment. How does it feel in your gut now? Do you feel a lot more open?
Oh, yes. It feels much better.
Do you feel a lot more open and happy?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes,
if you want, you can stay on the phone with me. I'm going to teach everybody how, or the people that would like to know how to get in touch with the heart chakra and how to bathe in it.
Okay.
If you want, you can stay on the phone, or you can hang up and sit down and meditate through it. It's up to you.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
I'll get off the phone to let others call in, and I'll stay
great.
With you, though. But I'll be off
Wonderful.
The phone. Thank you, Stephen. Bless you.
God bless you, too.
Namaste.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a great phone call. Maybe we got some more out there. But anyhow, what I would want to do is to have everybody sit down if we can. This will be a lesson also in humility and how to get in touch with the energies within us. All we need to do is sit down and get in touch with our consciousness. Just relax. Get in touch with the consciousness. Okay, very good. I want you to take your consciousness and go down to the heart chakra. You'll be able to see it. There we go. Good. That feels great. Now what we're going to do is go into our heart chakras. I'm going to be with everybody on this, so please, I'm not going to let anybody get hurt. What we're going to do is go through the heart chakra. We're going to open it. And we're going to bathe in it for about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll talk you through it. We're going into the heart chakra now. That's it. You're going to feel your third eye opening up, and that'll be wonderful for you. You'll feel yourself grounding a little bit more. I could just go right through the heart chakra. That's it. Very good. You should be able to feel that. That's wonderful. Very good. Just bathe there. Just ease into it. We're not in a rush. I'm going to take you very slowly through this. That's it. Just bathe right into the chakra. That's it. Very good. If you see darkness, that's okay. We're going to take you right to the center of the heart. So I'll let you know when we get there. That's beautiful. Very good. Okay, just keep going, keep going. You'll feel the energy open up through your head as soon as you get to the center of the chakra. You'll be able to feel everything around you. You'll be able to feel your own majesty. That's it. Keep going. Don't be frightened of it. This is all new for a lot of people. Very good. You should be able to feel a glow. You should be able to feel some negative energy leaving your body because what you're doing is getting in touch with the light. That's it. You're just about to the center. Very good. Keep going into the heart area. Wonderful. Wonderful. You should be able to feel that energy going through the top of your head now. Let's just bathe here a minute. Let's just bathe here. That's it. Just keep yourself open. Don't be frightened. Good. That's fantastic. You're going to be opening up through your body, so allow yourself the idea of growth. That's wonderful. You're going to feel yourself going up. You're going up right now. That's wonderful. You should be able to feel that energy opening up through your entire body right now. Just stay centered. That's it, Tess. Just stay centered. You're doing great. Good. Good. Now what we're going to do, just going to stay here and bathe. Bathe in this gorgeous white light. Doing fine. Good. Now what we're going to do, we're going to start coming out. Start coming back through. That's it. Go back into your state of mind. That's it. Good. Good. You're going back through your consciousness into your mind again. I can feel it. Good. Good. Just keep coming down. You're fine. That's beautiful. Good. You should just about be back right now. You should be back. That's a beautiful feeling. So I hope everybody that wanted to do that did that. You should be able to feel the energy around your heart area, and you should be able to feel it in your third eye now because you're back. I think that's wonderful. Now you can practice that at home. You can actually visit any chakra you want to. Don't be afraid of your chakras. You can go visit your own chakras anytime with your consciousness. We all have the ability to do that. We can visit our first chakra. We can visit our seventh chakra. We can actually bathe in all the chakras in our body. And that will allow us to be in touch with who we are. So the feeling should be pretty nice right now. It should be coming through your third eye, and you should have a feeling of your heart just being elated. So by getting in touch with that, you're opening up to more energies, and I think it's really fabulous to do that. It's always helped me. I know it's helped a lot of people that I've taught. So what I would suggest, if anybody wants to call, let me give you those numbers again. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756. And the direct line is 1-530-876-3222. So I think it's really fabulous to be able to get in touch with this kind of energy. Your third eye will grow. Many people think that the third eye is just in the center of your head, and actually it's your complete mask from your eyes all the way down to your chin becomes your third eye, and you open up to the entire universe that way. So it just takes growth. It takes a little time, but you'll find out that the third eye beginning is in that area, and years later, it's all according to how much massage you do. It's all according to how much energy you want to open up to and to be able to work with, that you'll be able to open up the third eye all the way around your face. It's tremendous work, and it's a lot of fun to do. It just takes a lot of years, but it's a good beginning to get involved with it now. It will help you tremendously. Getting back to love, love of self. There's nothing wrong with loving ourselves. It's really, really good to do. And the reason we need to get in touch with that love is because as you're working with yourself, you want to be clear. You want to be pretty concise on your own energy levels. To be able to help people all over the world or around the corner or somebody that you're passing. There's no limit to the work that we can do in terms of healing people. So we need... Hello?
Hello, this is Dominic from London.
Oh, Dominic, hi, how you doing?
Oh, fine, fine.
The last time I talked to you, we were on the Fred Bell Show together.
Yes, I seem to get everywhere, don't I?
Yes.
One show after another. Okay, yes, I'm phoning up. I would like some healing from my father.
Oh, absolutely.
He has dodgy knees. He's got arthritis in at least one knee.
Okay.
And, you know, it's becoming more of a problem as the years go by. And he's also becoming rather forgetful these days as well.
Okay. Dominic, there's a product called theanine. Do you ever hear the word theanine?
T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E,
I believe. Check your,
Theanine. Okay.
Theanine. It's a product, that helps the mind.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say on the radio or not, but anyhow, it's all natural stuff. It's not anything to do with prescriptions or anything. So, you might want to go to the, health food store and ask them about it and see what they say before you buy it.
Okay, great.
I can't say too much on the, radio, but you've got the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your dad's knee, there's a lot of light going into his groin area right now, which is going to open up the knee, believe it or not. Has he had problems with any kind of prostate stuff?
Not that I know of.
Okay. That's where the energy's going right now, so, we need to work in that area, man. Okay, there it goes. Is this in his left knee?
I believe so. I can't remember if it's left or right, but I keep thinking it's left.
That's what I keep on thinking too. I'm actually seeing the left knee, so. And I'm also seeing the right knee. So he's receiving energy in both legs. We're opening up his heart chakra a little bit. And that should be sending energy. Can you feel the energy going down from the heart to the knees?
Yes, I'm getting through me.
Good. He's receiving the same thing. So I'm going through you to your father.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Oh, fine. Yes, fine.
Okay, now I'll tell you what I'm seeing so you'll know. It looks like a pyramid of light from the heart across the knees, and it looks like a pyramid shape.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got that.
Okay. Now this is wild. The first chakra is inside the pyramid almost balancing the pyramid. Can you see that? Can you see the light right in the center of the pyramid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going right to the, that's lighting everything up. How does that feel to you?
But I'm feeling a wonder, a little bit of illuminating whiteness.
Yes.
Kind of very.
But it's also going to your dad, so that's wonderful. For everybody that wants to know, this young man that's on the phone is a great artist. He's just a fabulous artist. As a matter of fact, we were on the Fred Bell Show, and I believe. Did he give you a commission to do some work for Semjazi, if I remember correctly?
Semjazi, and also, Light, I can't remember what her name is.
Yes, I remember that, yes. I can't remember the name, but I remember that. Yes, mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
He must think very highly of you.
Ah, but I've been, you know, listening to a show every week every time I was near the computer for a last 1.5 years, and he's seen my name stuck in the chat room and said he can't avoid me. It was always him again. Oh my gosh, it's him again. Oh, he's there again and again and again and again and again.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful talking to you. Dad feels a lot better. His knees are getting better right now. Can you feel the flow of energy through both knees?
Yes, I'm getting also a lot of energy moving down my spine, and I'm sensing a blue energy in the left knee.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's wonderful. You sound a lot better than last time I talked to you.
I guess
with Fred and I, yeah.
Yes, I suppose I'm improving each week. It's something rather amazing, or something coming through me and making me much stronger, and I'm always grateful.
I think it's heaven.
Yes, heaven. It certainly is a heaven experience all the time.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Would you like to give everybody your website in case they want to take a look at your work?
Oh gosh, it's a bit of a funny address because I don't have an actual www.
Okay.
I don't have a .com. I'll try to see if they can actually work it out. But homepage.mac.com, that's an MAC.com. /WMMVRRVRRMM.
Great.
Yes, they've all forgotten it by now.
Great. Well, listen, thank you for calling.
Yeah, well, thank you very much indeed. I've got a whole list of friends I want healing for, so I'll phone from time to time over your
That's
various
wonderful.
Shows in the future.
Absolutely.
Okay, cheerio. Bye-bye.
Love and light, my buddy. Anyhow, getting back to love, I think it's really, really important to get in touch with everything that we've been talking about, the first chakra, the tummy, just one inch below your belly button, getting in touch with the heart chakra. And it's so important to do these things, and eventually you'll be able to go through all your chakras and have an idea of what you're really made of. And it's absolutely universal. We're all the same. It's just pure energy and pure light. And once you start getting in touch with all the chakras, that's when you start opening up completely to the universe. And once you do that, the world is your oyster. The universe is your oyster. You can do anything you want. And what I would suggest doing, starting today, is just think nothing but love and light. It's so important. About 3 weeks ago, we were talking about love, light, and harmony. And I think it's so important that we harmonize ourselves. We are creatures of habit, actually. And what we need to do is to have that frequency, a beautiful frequency running through our body from heaven. So once we open up that door of light to the heart, you're going to feel a higher frequency. As a matter of fact, you should be feeling it right now through your third eye. So I think it's really fabulous to have a lot of fun with that energy. And there's so much to do with it. There's so much love that we can get in touch with that it's so profound. It's actually very simple. And it's the simple things in life that actually bring us joy and happiness and harmony. And all this is free that I'm doing on the radio tonight. So really get in touch with it. Really get in touch with who you are, because who you are is what God says is who I am. And we need to allow ourselves to be in touch with the I am, because that's who we are. He's our Father. He has created us, and He absolutely wants the best for us. So we need to allow that to come through to us. Yeah, it's our gift to us. It's our own gift that we have for ourselves. We can do so many beautiful things and just grow from it. It's just absolutely harmonizing to the body. It's just, it's balance. It's almost like a fountain of light instead of fountain of water. And to be able to touch the fountain of light, and just bring that into ourselves, because that is ourselves, and that's who we are. And it's just so fabulous and so much fun. So anybody out there that's been tuning in to me, and I'm just a humble little human being like everybody else. I'm no better or worse than anybody else. I just have just got in touch with a little bit of energy, and I think it's fabulous to help each other out. And believe me, it's really, really great to be able to do this work and to be able to help each one of us, because we really need a lot of love and a lot of understanding. and that we need to be able to touch our Creator. And by touching Him, of course, we open up to tremendous energy. So what I would suggest doing is opening up to the heart energies, opening up to the smile, which is 1 inch below our belly button, and also is to breathe in this light. And what I would suggest doing is I breathe in the breath of God and allow that energy to flow through you. And you'll actually feel it go through your feet from the top of your head all the way down through your feet. And it might feel cool, and that's okay because pure energy is cool. It's really great stuff. And be in touch with that smile. I think it's so important to do. I know Fred and I have been talking about all kinds of energy, and it's just fabulous. I have a new pyramid in my bedroom that I use, and I sleep under at nighttime, and it's really, really fabulous, and it's been opening me up a lot more, and it's so much fun to do. And Fred's quite a guy. He's invented so much stuff that we've been having a lot of fun together on his program. What I need to say to you is that we need to create harmony for ourselves. We need to create love for ourselves. We need to create everything that we can to help each other out, because that's who we are. Once we get in touch with that and allow all this energy to open up through you, I think that you're going to feel just absolutely marvelous about who you are. And actually, it'll be wonderful to help everybody else out. So anything that we can do that'll balance us and allow us to grow and allow us to see who we are, I think that's what it's all about. And I think once we do that, once we get in touch with the heart chakra, I think it's really, really important to do. And of course, like I said before, you can take this energy and go in through any chakra of the system and just say hello. Even if you don't want to go into the center of it, just stay focused. And I think it will help you to know that you have these wonderful, wonderful, just great chakras in your system, and visit them all. That'll help you see who you are. It'll help you to see how divine you really are, and how much light is in these chakras is amazing. So to feel this is really wonderful, and to feel it is divine. So I think what you need to do is really get in touch with these and start bathing in them and start understanding who you are. There's love in each chakra. You won't find anything negateful or negative or anything in there. What you're going to do is feel your own true self. And that'll open up everything around you. So start with the heart. That's the easiest one to get into. And then go to your diaphragm, which is probably the hardest one to get to besides the first chakra. And there's a lot of emotion in the diaphragm. And so sometimes I wouldn't do that until probably the last chakra to go visit. I've worked with a lot of people with the diaphragm, and the diaphragm holds a tremendous amount of energy. And once that releases, it just opens you up completely, and it will help you tremendously. But I think what I would do is get in touch with the other chakras and then get in touch with the diaphragm. Diaphragm, as I say, contains a tremendous amount of emotion. And for people who have been abused or have been whatever, that's the last chakra you want to get into. The next chakra that would be the hardest would be the first chakra, which is down below in the groin area. Those are the two hardest chakras that you have. Once the base chakra is open, believe it or not, the other chakras will all come into alignment, believe it or not. It's really amazing that will happen, but as soon as that base is open, all the other chakras do come into alignment. So it's really, really good to do, but that would be very advanced work. It's not for everybody. But anyhow, that's the 7 major chakras within our body, then we have hundreds of chakras through the body. One chakra that I think is very important to open up would be the feet chakra. That will take you right to the center of the earth. So there's a lot to do with chakras, and there's a lot to do with helping everybody else. And once you have those chakras open, there is a chakra on top of your head. There's also one further in the front of your head that has to be opened also. But many people don't know about that chakra, and it can be opened up, and you'll actually feel things just release tremendously. It's almost like a doorway to heaven. It's a doorway to the universe, and not too many people open up to that chakra, but it's there. You'll have to open the other chakras before you can even attempt to open that one, but it does work. It's really amazing to get in touch with, so there's so much to do with it. And there's a lot to do with the chakras, and it's taken me about the third year I was doing all the chakras. I was opening up to them. And there's many books on the chakras. I think I would read about them. But the main thing is that get in touch with the smile, number one. And it's amazing because the amount of energy that you'll open up to is just really fabulous. So it'll really make you smile. If there's anybody else out there that needs a healing, please don't hesitate to call. That's what I'm here for. That's my job. And I love it so much. And it really makes me feel very good to be able to help people around the world with this. And I'd love to heal people and make them a lot better. So don't hesitate to call. If there's anybody out there that needs some help anywhere along the way, don't hesitate to call me, and I'm more than happy to help you. The other things we need to discuss tonight would be how much love can we get in touch with? And that answer is we can never get in touch with enough. The energies are opening up all around us, and the more we open up to the energies, I think the more you'll find is that the more enlightened you'll become. We need to let things go to receive the light. So any time that you're in meditation or any time you're walking down the street and you can just think about being in balance, there is a way of standing in the light. I'm going to work on trying to help everybody get in touch with that light. I just have to figure a way to do it for all the amounts of people that we need to work with. But I'm working on that now. But there is a way of actually standing in the light. I've done this with school teachers. I've done this with people, with children that have ADD, different things of that nature, where they can actually, it's almost standing straight and you feel the energy flowing through you. You have to lean back just a smidge and getting in touch with the energy, and that energy comes through you and goes through the entire room of the house, or the entire schoolhouse, or the entire room of the schoolhouse, and children just totally relax. Children that have ADD or children that have any kind of trouble at all of learning, it'll actually calm them down and relax them. So I'm putting that together to give an idea that if you stand in the light, in other words, if you're standing up, you want to put your arms down by your side, and you want to lean back very, very slowly, and you'll feel actual axis. You're actually standing in your axis. And what happens is that energy will come through you and just relax everybody around you, including, if, like I say, in a schoolhouse, or if you're doing any kind of work in your own home and you need to unwind or you need to let things go, you can actually stand in the light by getting in touch with perfect axis. And it's fairly easy to do, and I'm going to try to explain how to do that easier as time goes by. But if you want now, you can stand up and just feel yourself flowing in perfect axis by standing still, putting your feet together, stand up straight, and just lean back into the light, just like that. And it's just absolutely wonderful. And you'll feel that energy go through your body, and there's ways of opening up a lot of different things in the body. But right now, just get in touch with that if you can. If you're outside, give it a shot and see what that feels like, because it's really amazing how much you'll get in touch with trees and how much colors will add to your life. In other words, when you start getting in touch with perfect axis, things will look a lot brighter to you, and your eyes will open more. Things will come closer to you. It's the way of beginning, and I think it's really wonderful that people just gravitate to this kind of energy work, and it's something that we really need to do to help each other with. And I don't mind showing people, and I don't mind telling people, but love yourself as much as you possibly can, and love easy, and just think of all the energy that you're giving yourself. How much better will your family be? How much better will your children be? If you're in touch with all your love that you can open up to, and just stand there and just relax and have a big smile on your face when you say to yourself, I'm in touch with my inner smile, and you know, the energy just glows all through you. And if you do it long enough, and if you do it every day, you know, that energy will stay there with you for years, and you'll feel much, much different. You'll feel much more open to divineness, and you'll be much more open to who you are. So I would highly suggest doing that every day. And also, don't forget prayer. Prayer is absolutely marvelous, and it really does change things. So the best things in life are free. It's just really amazing when you think about how simple it is to really get in touch with who we are and how much we can open up to who we are. So I think it's just fabulous that God has given us these gifts to be able to heal our own selves. To an extent, I'm better off healing people than I am my own self, but I'm working on it, and I think there's something that says healer, heal thyself. And I've been able to do some, but I haven't been able to do a lot of it. So, but that's an honest statement, and I wish I could heal myself every day. But I heal people much better than I heal myself. So I think that's something that most healers run into. And so it's really a lot of fun to do. Just make it fun. Make everything in your life fun. Don't look at it in a hard way. Look at everything as love, as a learning lesson, as a learning tool. I think that it would be fabulous for everybody to be able to take their own love and to be able to share that. The inner love of ourselves, who we are, that's the essence of our life. And what we need to do is really to get in touch with that essence. And remember who we are, and remember who God is, because he has given us all this. And it's so easy to get in touch with, so there's nothing hard about it. We need to keep ourselves as simple as we possibly can, and the simpler the better. So there's so much to learn and so much to do, and it's actually wonderful to know that it's so simple, and I'm glad I could teach people this and let them know that there are different things to do that are so simple. The simpler, the better. The breath I breathe in the breath of God is so simple, and it's something that we don't even think of. And here it is. It just focuses on you and opens you and loves you. I think it's just fabulous that we have the ability to do that. And I think that more people need to open up to more of these energies to be able to help people around the world and to give of ourselves. It's just absolutely wonderful. And, just be who you are. I've got 2 minutes left, so if there's anybody out there that needs a healing, anybody else that wants to talk, please don't hesitate to call them. I'm more than happy to help you. My phone number at home is 461, area code 585-461-3319. And if anybody needs some help or understanding, I'm here a lot. And I promise you that I will get back to you. I've done that with hundreds of people already. So anybody that really needs help, I'm more than happy to give them as much help as I possibly can. I've got one more minute here, so I just want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank Fred Bell and Dr. Valerie Olmsted. They've been more than kind to me, and I just want to thank everybody for being with me, and hopefully I will see you next week. So God bless, take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. This is Steve Parrish. Bye.